Hello and welcome back to another episode and another season of Educating Humans. This is a podcast all about classical and liberal education in Australia, particularly in schools, in primary schools and secondary schools. And this is our third year of doing the podcast now. Maybe people were thinking we weren't going to come back because it's what, like the end of February. We took a little summer break as we usually do, but we've been a bit slower getting back into the saddle this year, but we're back. James?
We've been gone, but the classical world hasn't. Have there been any updates, any movements that are worth talking about before we kind of look at our podcast and what we're thinking of doing?
Yeah, sure. So plenty of things always happening in the classical education space, even though obviously in Australia it's in its infancy, but movement is taking place, things are happening, people are making plans, and there's some exciting developments. So for this episode, James and I just want to do like two things. One of them is give you a bit of an update about what's going on in the space, which is what I'm going to do. And then James is just going to talk a bit about the season ahead for us and what we've got planned. So like I say, a few exciting things have taken place in the classical liberal education space recently. One of them, probably the most exciting, I guess, is that St. John of Kronstadt Academy has opened its doors and is in operation with students. You will remember, if you're a listener to the show, that we spoke to Father Stephen last year about St. John of Kronstadt Academy, which is an Orthodox classical school that is now in operation in Brisbane. So you can check out their website. I went to their opening earlier this year in January and just last week popped in and had a tour and saw what was happening in the classes and had a great chat to Father Stephen. So lots of exciting things happening there. I do know as well that there are other things happening around Australia. So I'm catching up with someone from St. Theo's tomorrow, actually, to talk about their application. St. Theo's is a planned classical school in Perth, and they're in the process of wanting to start up. And of course, there's also St. John Henry Newman College. I say, of course, even though I don't think I've really mentioned it on the podcast before. St. John Henry Newman College is a Catholic classical school planned for Brisbane. It's planning on opening in 2026. And it's been the classical project that I've been the most involved with. I've been working with St. John Henry Newman College for the last 2 years, and we are getting very close to being able to announce firm details about that in preparation for opening in 2026. So if you're sitting at home or wherever it is that you listen to the podcast and thinking, the classical education stuff, I'm sold, it's good. The real question is, well, what are you going to do about it? What can be done about it? If you live in one of these cities that has these classical schools starting to start up, then check them out and send your kids there. But if you're in another city that doesn't have it, maybe you could consider, if you homeschool, adapting a classical approach to your homeschooling, or, and this is the really scary thing, but the only way that schools start is because people start them. And so maybe you should have a think about, if there's a group of you, if there's people in your church that are all on the same page about it, maybe starting a school, even though that might sound like a terrifying prospect, might actually be something that you could consider. So that's some of the updates. I know that in other states, I know that in Adelaide and in Melbourne, there are things happening in that space as well. I know Hartford College has still got its liberal arts approach to secondary boys' education in Sydney. So there are things happening, but obviously we're here to continue to tell the good story about classical education and want it to continue. One of the ways you might be able to find out more about it is because we have a guest speaker coming over to Australia from the States. Really, probably one of the, I don't know, would you say top five voices in classical education?
Definitely. This is big. This is big. His monotone voice that he's had the whole time doesn't say it. But this is big.
Yes, I know. I can be a bit monotone. Sorry. Anyway, this is big. A number of people, including people on the committee for ACES, the Australian Classical Education Society, have organised to bring Andrew Kern and his daughter Katerina over to Australia for an Australian tour. They're going to be in a number of places. They're going to be spending some time in Toowoomba, in Brisbane, in Sydney and Melbourne. And during that time, there will be some public talks. So if you're interested in being able to listen to Andrew Kern, and I'm sure during those public talks there'll be other speakers as well, speak about classical education, have the opportunity to ask him questions. Go to the Australian Classical Education Society website, just Google it, you will find it, and you'll be able to find out more information about what is happening there. The last thing I will say before handing over to James to talk a little bit about this season and what's coming up is that next Friday, so this podcast is coming out on the 28th of February, next Friday, the 8th of March, I will be speaking at the Church and State Conference in Brisbane, and I'll be speaking specifically about classical education and about what's possible within the Australian National Curriculum. I know there'll be a couple of other speakers about education there as well. Dr. Kevin Donnelly will be speaking. If you've heard him before, you know he's a great and entertaining speaker. Like I say, I'm planning on speaking specifically about, well, the question that I'm answering is, can the national curriculum be redeemed? So I'll be talking about the scope of the national curriculum and why I genuinely believe that it is completely possible to have a classical liberal education in Australian schools following the requirements of the Australian National Curriculum. A lot of the time people use the National Curriculum, I think, as a scapegoat. Maybe they don't understand it properly, and it's easy to be able to blame that on maybe what's going on in schools. I do think ultimately the National Curriculum should not be treated as a scapegoat. Yes, it might be part of the problem, but I think the larger problem is the way that schools and individuals interpret it and decide to implement it. The truth is, if you think about the complete variance in what happens in schools across Australia, every school needs to be based upon the Australian National Curriculum. Every school's curriculum has that as its foundation. Even state to state, they still are, from P to 10, participating in the National Curriculum framework. Therefore, if you want to think that the Australian National Curriculum is the problem, it's very interesting to recognize that there are some schools that kick amazing goals with it and some schools that don't. Some schools that are far more ideological and some schools that aren't. If the curriculum itself was the really big problem, then you wouldn't see that variance. Obviously, the variance is because of individual schools, individual teachers, individual administrators who have implemented it and interpreted it in a certain way. So like I say, I'll be talking about that at the Church and State Conference in Brisbane next Friday on the 8th, and I encourage you all to come along. There'll be a bunch of other great speakers talking about other topics. Church and State Conference is always full of really interesting speakers. We'll even be hearing from Calvin Robinson, who maybe you're not familiar with him, but you can always Google him. He is a priest from England. An Anglican priest from England, and he has recently been making great headlines in speaking out about things that he's very passionate about, and I'm sure many of you might be passionate about as well. So you can check him out. He will be participating in the Church and State Conference, and like I say, there'll be a bunch of other great speakers there as well. All right, that's enough from me as far as an update about what's going on in the classical education space. Over to James to talk a little bit about what we are planning for this new season.
All right, the bit you've all been waiting for. I know you had to sit through him and now you're here listening to me. Let's talk about this season, this year. Where do we want to go? What do we want to do? We had a bit of a sit down and had a look at our episodes that we have done and just kind of what we've already touched on and what we thought we could look at closer and some other avenues beneficial for us to talk about. Because obviously, you know, we're only two guys and we've only got so much of a perspective. And so what we've kind of decided is that we want to try and lean more into interviews where we can this season. So we've done a pretty ambitious list of some people that were like, yeah, we'll definitely be able to get those. And then others who were like, maybe if we did, that'd be crazy. But we're going to try and reach out anyway.
What's the craziest one?
We have got, no, well now, but if we don't get it, they'll know.
No, but at least they'll know that we're ambitious.
We're on our
list.
That's
right, we're wanting to talk to Friedrich Nietzsche.
William Shakespeare himself to talk about Hamlet. On our list, we've got Peter Kraft would be probably one of the biggest ones that
that's
we're like.
Easily the most ambitious and basically impossible.
Yeah, I don't imagine, but, you know, the beautiful thing about Zoom now and the internet is that someone has to just give up 30 minutes of their time overseas and we're good. So that's one of our main ones is we're wanting to try and bring in far more interviews to get a wider perspective on this, people from within Australia, people from international context to kind of help us understand our present moment better and what we can be doing within the Australian classical movement. So we want to do more interviews. There's two other things that we kind of have sketched down of wanting to do. The other one is we've decided that we want to do another close read of a seminal piece, of a key text for the liberal arts and classical tradition. So that's going to be Joseph Pieper's Leisure, the Basis of Culture. And so if you want to try and get ahead, you could buy that and start reading that already. That'll probably be pushed back a little bit faster. You got a bit of time to get into that already. And then the third thing we're wanting to do is there's this great anthology text called The Great Tradition, which has a whole range of essays and writings on the classical liberal arts approach to education, on the great tradition, as it's titled. So we've handpicked a few of those that we want to go through and focus on and talk and actually read through it in the podcast, just read it and then talk about it. So if you want to go buy that anthology, you can, although you will also see the titles and you'll hear us reading these essays. And most of these, if not all of them, most of them are in the public domain. So you could really just wait and see what we're doing and then find it yourself if you don't want to have to fork out the money for the big anthology. But it's a really good text. And we're wanting to focus there. I mean, we want to do the whole range of history, but there's a few key 19th and 20th century writers that we really want to be able to talk about and discuss, because they are obviously part of the catalyst for how the movement has gotten to where it is now. And so I think it's important that we all kind of read through their things and get on the same page and have the same shared vocabulary when we're talking about these ideas. So that's our plan for the episodes. But one of the things that we were really talking about was that we actually want to hear what you, the listener, wants to know about. So if what I've just laid out there sounds great, good, don't say anything, we'll presume you love it. If there's something else you want us to talk about, or if you're like, I'd love you to interview this person, blah, 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 if you want to let us know, leave a rate and review comment and just put in there, hey, could you focus on this text, or hey, could you have a talk with this person? We'll do our best to make that happen, because we really want to be responding to the questions that you actively have. So I hope that helps. I hope you are excited for this season. We definitely are. And we will see you in the next episode of Educating Humans.